Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. When we find ourselves surrounded by thick fog that obscures familiar landmarks and directional signs, we need help to get home or to the pub, whichever comes first. It happened to me in the mountains once, and I was glad for the company of my faithful dog, who promptly abandoned me. I found him home by the fire when I eventually made it there. Natural fog is one thing. It comes and goes, but the industrial smoke screens being laid down these days by our politicians and disinformation sources have become chronic. We need either a very good dog or some other tool in order to navigate them. In these cases, logic, as applied by an experienced critical mind, is often the equivalent of a functioning GPS in the wilderness. It might not get you home, but it can show you where you are. A recent case in point was the alleged attack on a retired spy and his daughter in Salisbury, England, 2 months ago. Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were found unconscious on a park bench in the center of Salisbury. The smoke generated around the incident was the equivalent of a continental forest fire. It could be seen from space, yet much of it can be dispersed by elementary logic. Let's fast forward through the initial smokescreen of factoids, because it could have been generated by incompetent journalism. First, they were gassed with a nerve agent in the park along with 30 bystanders. No, they were gassed in their car. No, the toxin was put on their home's front door latch. Wait, it was Colonel Mustard with a candlestick in the conservatory. Most of this crap self-corrected within a few days. There were no other casualties in the park. There was no nerve agent in the car. And no one was playing Clue. I made that one up. But the curious matter of the door latch persists to this day. Let's just get to the official smoke, laid down in cubic miles by the Prime Minister of England, Theresa May, in the House of Commons 5 days after the attack. This is what she said. Quote, "It is now clear that Mr. Skripal and his daughter were poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent of a type developed by Russia. There are therefore only two plausible explanations. Either this was a direct act by the Russian state against our country, or the Russian government lost control of this potentially catastrophically damaging nerve agent and allowed it to get into the hands of others." End quote. That's exactly what she said. On the basis of this statement, the United Kingdom and 28 other countries expelled a total of 153 Russian diplomats, the largest such retaliation in diplomatic history, and took various other punitive actions against Russia because it was obviously the perpetrator of this heinous act. Using logic and our critical minds, let's examine what the Prime Minister actually told us. One, that the Skripals were attacked with a military-grade nerve agent of a type developed by Russia. Leaks claimed that she desperately wanted to say flatly that the nerve agent was made in Russia, but her own scientists threatened to revolt if she did. There was no evidence to support that. What she did not say was that the Russians developed it in the 1980s and stopped making it shortly thereafter, while several other countries have experimented with it. That therefore, and that is her word, one you often find used in logical arguments, therefore, only two explanations are possible. One, Russia did it. Or two, somebody else did it. That's not how she put it, of course. She said, if the Russians didn't do it, they lost control of the nerve agent, so somebody else could do it. Somebody else, as in any of the other 194 sovereign nations in the world. But if that's what happened, it's still Russia's fault. Every time the Brits have tried to mend this tattered rag of disinformation, they have torn more holes in it. For example, they now profess that the assassins drenched the outside door latch of the Skripals' home with the nerve agent, that both victims touched the door latch on leaving the house that morning, thus contaminating themselves. But instead of dying in 30 seconds, as anyone else so contaminated would have, they did not feel the effects of this deadly nerve agent for 7 hours after they had driven and walked and shopped and dined. There are hundreds of other logical inconsistencies and fallacies associated with the official version of these events. Logic applied by any critical mind tells us that we are being enveloped by fog. And that begs the question, where are the critical minds? What has happened to the practice of logic in those 28 countries? What logic does not get you, of course, is the answer to the puzzle of who did it and why. For that, a critical mind would have to have access to the facts of the case. Apparently, it's not going to happen. So the fog thickens, and although I know it's a fog, I can't find home. And where's the damn dog?
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.